Hello. And you tweeted? You mean it? You tweeted? You mean it? You tweeted? You mean it? So don't try to get out of it. So don't try to get out of it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It, episode 28, Drums. This one's called Drums because the metronome was still on and very annoying. I'm sick. I might sniffle a lot. Not really feeling very well. So mostly what sick means. The Negro Leagues. White Buffalo. Corner of Willow and Leonidas. Spades and Dominoes night. Grab a partner and meet us uptown for a night of fun, games, food, and drink. Tolly Boy Chill, our DJ. The Negro Leagues. I mean, baseball. But I mean, I'm not into baseball. This is a podcast. Let me do a roll call of events. I have a phone. Earlier was playing Modest World, the working title of that instrumental. It's gonna be on my mixtape and shit. A mixtape. Who's got a mixtape? I made that shit, you know. Lately I've been really into space. Videos of people in space is what I've been into recently. Ten to 15 minutes ago, my nose was bleeding profusely into my sink because I've been blowing my nose a lot and I'm sick. And also, it was just the temperature. You know how the temperature changes and it just bursts your little nose vessels? That ever happened to you? Your nose vessels just burst. Is it like it was cold and now it's hot? I can't take it. Expand. Blood everywhere. It's pretty cool. I like the color. It was a very nice color. And it mixed with the water and it got like pink. It was beautiful. I'm sitting here today shuffling the Golden Dawn Tarot deck. Today I'm going with the Golden Dawn because I want to be more comprehensible with that shit today. Comprehensible. Comprehension. First card is the moon. It's starting from the bottom. There is a pool of water. There's a lobster coming out of the pool of water. To the right and the left, there are two wolves. To the right and the left of the lobster's path that goes to the moon. And next to the moon, right and left, there are two towers. And they have like Anubis on them. He's like the underworld dude. The moon is usually the symbol of worldly imaginations, illusions. Illusions is the word. The moon is the illusion card. It's a bunch of worldly shit. So that's a cool card. The next one, the Prince of Cups. That's a cool card. The King of Wands. It's a cool card. Rest from Strife. The Four of Swords. That's a cool card. The Ace of Pentacles. That's a cool card. Material Gain. Nine of Pentacles. That's a cool card. Swiftness. Eight of Wands. That's a cool card. Temperance, number 14. That's a really cool card. She's like a sorceress and shit. Earned Success, Six of Swords. That's a cool card. Temperance again. This is her other card, number 14. It's a really cool card. She's like sorcerer and shit. Strength, number 8. That's a really cool card. The Magician, number 1. Fucking legitimate. Victory, Six of Wands. Despair and Cruelty, Nine of Swords. I knew it had to. Come on, that was a good fucking streak, though, you know? Before we got to anything, like, how many cards did I flip before we got to something dark? That's why I like the Golden Dawn. It's like happiness, happiness, love, peace, success, love, blah 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 blah. And then like despair and cruelty, like 27 cards later. Maybe I'm just a good shuffler. Maybe that was a pointless exercise where I was trying to stretch time. Who knows? You know, because you've heard and you judge. Oh, you judge. Today, I don't have my keyboard, but I want my keyboard, which is kind of funny to me. Because it's like 6 feet away. My keyboard is 6 feet away. And I'm pretending like I don't have it on the show because it's not turned on and next to me. So I'm like, I don't have my keyboard today. Today I can't stretch the show even more with some art that you can hear with your ears, which this is like a cop out, you know? If I didn't play keyboard so sporadically, I would say it was like a, it was cheap, you know? It was a cheap thing to waste your time. Like if I was just playing chopsticks or some shit, like I would stop listening to this podcast if I spent 30 minutes every podcast playing chopsticks in my own way. I like to have things to present. I don't today. I do have my old laptop present that I'm starting it up right now. I hope you can hear its life. Oh, no, never mind. It's just waking up from sleep. I thought it was turning on again, but apparently it saved its last presence. It remembers when it dies. All right, let's see here. Pretty recently, they had a lot of crazy shit happen in the news. A lot of bloodshed, a lot of confusion, a lot of stupid shit that could have been helped better or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of random shit happened. There was a gorilla attack. There was an alligator attack. I saw a lion attack. I just see a bunch of random videos on the internet. I don't really talk about the things I've seen because I've seen a lot. And I don't like to brag unless we're talking about metaphysical shit. And then I'll brag all goddamn day. All my day, I'll brag. I'll brag all of my 24 hours. Anyway, I don't really talk about videos because, like, there's places you can go to see what's going on with the world if you care to see what is going on with the world, you know? Like, there are these places that secure information, like Reddit. People use Reddit a lot, I think. I don't use it, so I don't know the capacity of Reddit, but I know that it's a lot. So they go there and they find their news, you know? And I don't have a lot of friends who talk about what they see on Reddit unless everybody's seen it on Facebook. What was it about? Why am I talking about weird videos I've seen? The news. Monkey attacks. Alligator attacks. There was shootings. There was like 3 shootings. Some cops died. Some pigs were slaughtered or some shit. There was a pagan ritual. There was a rapist. Ha, yeah, you thought I forgot about the rapist dude. And there was the church. That started out as laughter at my own joke, but ended up being a cough. I did not enjoy my joke that much, although I did, but you know, I didn't. Come on. Come on. The church? So much shit happens, man. But, so recently, Badam, that reminds me of Howard. Okay, but recently I've taken to Facebook because these are the times that I feel I cannot operate in secret. These are the high stress times when people in the name of Allah are taking to the streets with their AK-47s and plenty of ammo and locking themselves inside of churches and buildings and places of worship and praise and places of friends and fun and places of family-friendly environments and places of water slides and water parks. And they're barricading themselves in, and they're like, Allahu Akbar! And then they're like, really, guys? I just want you to stop bombing my country, please. My family's dying. You're killing my grandma. My grandma and all of her sisters that live over there next to the extremist people and your drones, they're really, they hit the target sometimes, but I mean, most of the time it seems like they end up bombing schools and mosques. And my grandma and her sisters, they usually are in the mosque, but then they got blown up by a drone. Allahu Akbar, ISIS. News, Lone Wolf terrorists. Catch him. Catch him. He's in the parking lot. Oh, shit. Please, just please don't blow up my grandma anymore. I just want to save my grandma and her sisters. They just want to go to the sock hop at the mosque. Allahu Akbar, ISIS. Oil. This commercial has been brought to you by America. America! Fuck yeah! Come save the motherfucking day, yeah! We have the Prince of Wands. We have the Ace of Cups. We have the Queen of Cups. We have Rest from Strife, the Four of Swords. We have Swiftness, the Eight of Wands. We have the High Priestess, two. We have Defeat, the Five of Swords. We have the Wheel of Fortune, number 10. That's the Great Wheel. We have Valor, the Seven of Wands. Peace Restored, Two of Swords. Material Trouble, Five of Pentacles. Success Unfulfilled, Seven of Pentacles. Lost in Pleasure, Five of Cups. Perfected Success, Ten of Cups. The Hanged Man, number 12. Great Strength, Nine of Wands. Ruin, Ten of Swords. That one looks really cool. Ruin. The Empress. Three. Established Strength, Three of Wands. Blended Pleasure, Four of Cups. The King of Pentacles. Abandoned Success, Eight of Cups. Death, 13. Death is cool. Death is like this weird bony creature who's like the bottom is the Kundalini snake, and the top he's got a little fez and he's got his scythe. And he's got some wings and shit. Under him is like a scorpion and a fish and some heads and some feet and some hands and some little babies, some eggs. It's a bunch of life and shit. Life and rebirth and death and shit. So cool. What am I talking about? The ISIS commercial was great. Five of Wands, Strife. Queen of Wands. Sometimes I get lost in the caring. Sometimes these things are good for me. Good for number one. Looking out for number one. I'm number one. That was on Rick and Morty. I watched that recently. They have cool writers. I find a lot of cool writers. I find a lot of people that I like to usurp. I'm usurping Anne Rice right now through her Vampire Chronicles. I'm almost finished with number 3, Queen of the Damned. on audio book, I should say. I am not reading these books. I am listening to them. Queen of the Damned was a hard one to comment on. Whereas Interview with the Vampire, very commentable. Comment worthy, if you will. And The Vampire Lestat was fucking amazing. You know, Vampire Lestat is legitimate. I can comment on that shit all day. But The Queen of the Damned was different. It was about like real, like getting to work. Like, what's the end game here? Now, once Anne Rice establishes her end game, I'm curious to see how she rebuilds from the end game, you know, because there's more books after The Queen of the Damned. They didn't make more movies, but there are definitely more books. And sometimes reading a book, it's fun to identify with different characters and their views on life, especially because they are immortal. And I look at life through the view of an immortal, even though I know I know the earth, what the earth people think. I know what the earth man thinks, but I view life differently through perceptions that benefit a being, that benefit my being. Anyway, it's a weird process. Like, if you don't believe in truth, you can build your own reality. If you don't, well, that's like, that's the simplest way to say it, but really, you have to not believe in truth. You have to give everyone else credit for their truth, because there is no truth. So everybody's truth is relevant, no matter how dumb or stupid, unless it interferes with your truth. And then whoever enforces their truth better is the victor. There's no like judgment or some shit. There's no one above us. You know what I'm saying? There's stars and there's black holes, and niggas are black holes. Like, so like, is that a train? This is like never trains anymore. But anyway, so like, being in this perception, what was I talking about? You can high perception. I just dropped a shitload of Golden Dawn cards. Woke up the computer. The Hermit and Death. Death and the Hermit. Okay. Death to the Hermit. Get out of your house. Get out to your homes, they're coming for you. anyway, you were saying something about perception, truths. It wasn't about truths. Fucking, it was definitely about perception and stuff. How is this train distracting me? It's because I can hear it in the headphones. That's the only reason. God damn it. Me damn this. Me damn this. Oh, the perceptions of the book. The book's cool. Sometimes I like to think I'm Louis. And Louis is like, I'm evil. I should not exist. Oh, everybody should run and hide from me. I will only kill evil people. And he puts up these ideals, but he also doesn't believe them. He is a really cool person. Louis is awesome. And then you have Lestat, who's just a fucking baller ass rule breaker. He don't give no fucks because he doesn't believe in shit. And then he keeps searching. Oh yeah, Louis was the searcher. Louis was the person who was like, there's gotta be more than this. Cause from my vantage point, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. But Lestat embraces the nothingness sometimes. Sometimes he's like, yeah, bitch, I'm the new evil in this motherfucker. Look at me, I'm immortal. I'm in your face. I'm in your streets. I'm getting a name for myself because I'm the new evil. Look up to me. You want to know what evil is? Know my name and my face. At night, though, because the daytime is hot. It gets hot in the day. So, yeah, Lestat's cool. Louis is cool. Then you had Nikki and the vampire Lestat. Nikki was tight. He was very pessimistic and shit. He was like, this life, man, it's nothing but darkness, man. There's nothing after this, man. We're all fucked, bro. I hate that you can't see that we're all fucked, bro. And then Nikki would play his violin with the feeling of, we're all fucked. Don't you love the fact that we're fucked? And people would love it. But like, it was like the beautiful shit for him that like, he can communicate that shit. He can communicate his despair through his violin, but then he became a vampire, and his limit, you know, when you think you're depressed, but then you lose your favorite shoes, and then you know that first depression was just a limit that you had yet to break, and you know true despair. Yeah, so that's what vampire life was like for Nikki. And he was like, oh shit, the darkness is almost unlimited. And he tried to convey this message to everyone, like just how deep the darkness goes, but no one could understand him anymore because he was a vampire and he had knowledge that they did not. And so he lost communication. He could still play his violin and shit, but it's just like, you people don't understand. You're not putting yourself in the perspective of an immortal being, beast, creature. And it's like, it's horrible. It's like the darkness. And so he killed himself in the ritual fire. Which, I mean, yeah, it was fitting for Nikki's character. Because he was like, the darkness is unbearable and nobody knows it but me and the goddamn monsters. So I'm out of here. Next level. Bling. You know, but Louis and Lestat, they keep on fighting. They keep on trucking. Keep on fighting. Keep on trucking, trying to find the next thing. Louis's trying to find the next thing. Lestat's trying to break the next thing. Lestat's like, fuck you. If there's a God, let them speak and strike me goddamn down, motherfucker. If there's a devil, prove he's flesher than me. Fresher than me, not flesher. I'm really stuffed up at the moment. But yeah, that's Lestat's attitude. He's like, fuck God, fuck the devil. If they exist, come say hello. I'll be waiting. You knows where's to find me. And I like that attitude. But I think let me clear my nasal passages before I try to get this sentiments out. Two of Wands, domination. Nine of Wands, great strength. Ten of Swords, ruin. Three of Pentacles, material works. The Queen of Pentacles. Two of Cups, love. 17, the Star. Seven of Pentacles, success unfulfilled. I mean, sometimes I feel like when I look back on my life, I was like more of a Nikki character. Like, I was this shouter, you know, the yeller from the previous episode of You Tweeted, You Meaned It. I was more of like the person running around talking about fire and destruction and metal music and mayhem and, you know, just the rock star. He wanted to play music, but like, I thought I was Louis. I thought I was searching out the God and, you know, like doing everything I could to find the answers and studying like a maniac, studying every mannerism of the monster that made me, the earth. I don't know what I meant by that. Anyway, I ended up not being like that, but like my goal is to be like Lestat. Be that dude, that nigga, you know. But also, in reading Queen of the Damned, or in hearing Queen of the Damned, found out Akasha, the Queen of the Damned, is a lot like Nikki, but with power. And her deal is she's seen the darkness, she's gone through the depth, she stuck with it, decided to keep living, but I mean as a statue or whatever, but still, she stuck with life, she didn't destroy her body and the whole vampire race. And eventually she woke up and she was like, I could be the cause. I can be Negus' manipulator. I can be the Grand Wizard. I can be Hitler. I can be, I want to say Stalin, but I don't know Stalin. I don't know what he stood for. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish. And I don't know what he did accomplish. But anyway, she wanted to be the Illuminati, you know? She wanted to be the black man, or the woman, actually, the Queen of the Damned. That's actually pretty right, because, I mean, women are higher than men spiritually, but, I mean, we're both halves to a whole, so it's whatever. She wanted to be the black man and woman fucking tantrically, you know, that's what she wanted to be, the cause of everything. Which is a path that reflects my nature a lot, and it was weird. It's weird being like shown the dark side or the pointless side of your nature, and you're like, you're set in your ways, because she, like I, understands that there is no truth, because before she was turned a vampire, she was told of the spirits and shit. It's like, yeah, the spirits are who responds when anyone prays to a god. It's just energy. Energy that can make itself, it can condense itself into the physical, into the physical world if it wants to. And it responds to praise and attention. These are just spirits. There are no gods. And once a person dies, they go through the spirit realm into the beyond. That's how they explained it. So they were like, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no divine will, there's only living, dead, and spirits, you know. There's ghosts too, but those are just like below the spirits. And like the spirits are sometimes bad spirits because they hate humans. And I mean, come on, you have polarity, good and bad. If there's something that likes humans, there's gonna be something that hates humans, you know? It's polarity. And they're like, you don't gotta talk to the bad spirits if you don't want to. And then the queen's like, fuck, there's nothing. I've been a queen and I've been raging holy wars. I've been killing people in the name of ideals. And there are no ideals. There's no universal ideals. There's no right and wrong. And then she becomes a vampire. And then she runs another crusade after she wakes up after like 3,000 years of sleep, which is much like the black man. Anyway, she runs this whole tirade and kills all the men and like has a woman uprising, which is really cool. She's like, I'm gonna stop rape, I'm gonna stop murder, I'm gonna stop war. Watch this shit. But to do it, she has to like kill a shitload of men. And like, the dilemma is, it's fucked up that you have to kill half the population in order to do something good. It's fucked up that you think you have to go through this. You think you have to go through the darkness in order to achieve light. That's what they were shaming her for. And like, no one was on her side. Oh shit. They're like, fuck the humans, man. Let them be them. They're evolving, they're changing. She's like, are you kidding me? Look how they treat their women. Look how they treat their women. This is fucking ridiculous. Me killing every man on the planet would not even add up to the amount of women they've destroyed. And then they were like, well, I mean, the math is right, but still, I mean, come on. That's a lot of murder at one time. That's too much blood on the ground. The ground can't take all that blood intake at once. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very uncouth, queen. And they ended up overpowering her and killing her. Which, I mean, there is no right and wrong. She allowed herself to be overcome by herself, because none of those motherfuckers would have been alive in the first place if she didn't give them their blood. You know, she gave them life and they killed her. They killed her, so I'm really fascinated to see what the fuck they do with the life that they've earned. I'm pretty sure it's gonna, crisis is coming again real soon. Oh, and I saw in one of the books, Anne Rice is talking about a body snatcher, which Octavia Butler did a lot of writing on body snatchers in the Patternist series, which is amazing. The Patternist series, Clay Arcs, that was so great. How it came together, like, the first, like, Patternist one, it was, like, really intriguing and interesting. And then, like, next one's a Clay Arc thing, and they're like, what the... It's like a whole different story about a whole different species. But then, like, the third book is both of them together. The Clay Arcs and the Patternists. It's like telepaths were fighting aliens. Well, anyway, I'm really curious to see if Anne Rice's books go in telepath fighting aliens directions also, because she's got a body snatcher book too. And she did also talk about webs, like in the Patternist series. She talked about webs from the vampires, from the queen and to everyone else and shit. I was like, oh, this is very much like the Patternist. You know, so I'm just all as to the supernatural lifestyle people assume. You know, because it's very mundane, but you could dress it up. You can dress it the up, you know what I'm saying? Like, holy shit. Shit looks good. Sexy. Sexy, if you will. So yeah, I talked about all the random shit going on. There's bloodshed, there's ISIS, there's lone wolf terrorists. They're looking at everybody's Facebook. NASA's in space, realizing that space is in a vacuum. I have to talk about, motherfucker, god damn it. I have to talk about space weather. I'm trying to breathe. It's kind of hard. Damn, I looked up space weather and this lady that I'm trying on like the first page of Google, she's got like the most radical view of space weather that I've ever seen. But I mean, what about space weather? So I mean, it's not that hard to get the most radical view. There was no view. From nothing comes Susan Joy Renison. That's Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Joy, J-O-Y, Renison, R-E-N-N-I-S-O-N. And she has free videos from her website. And she talks about a lot of amazing shit. Weather is like the changes that go around our solar system and shit, from all the cosmic shit that's being exploded from stars. Stars that we can see are literally affecting us by sending us energies and different types of space dust and particles and shit. Like, we used to think it was just light that traveled from star. Well, no, we didn't think, always knew a bunch of shit traveled around. But with the main new discovery for me, she taught me that. Okay, let me try to breathe. Okay. Alright, so this video is from 2014. This 2014 video taught me that space is not a vacuum. Like, they always say it's a vacuum up there, and everybody's in free fall. Everybody is free falling for the weekend. But it's like space is actually mostly plasma, the fourth state of matter. So, in this plasma is a bunch of particles and shit. It's like a fucking river, man. It's like a... I saw this video of a person... I saw a video that... CGI or whatever, but it was like this rocket and it was going into the atmosphere. Oh no, Gods of Egypt. On Gods of Egypt, they showed you that the space is plasma. On Gods of Egypt, the motherfucking Ra is in the sky. And that motherfucking chaos worm, and his boat is in water. And on that same movie, Gods of Egypt, when what the fuck's his name? God damn it! Whatever the fuck his name is, he goes to see Ra. Like, he shoots up and then, like, he breaks the atmosphere and it's like a water drop. I don't know. It's cool. It looks like he goes into the ocean because plasma is mostly liquid up unless it gets solidified. So everything's in like a pool, but it's also falling. Yeah, but that's cool. So I saw that shit, and then I started finding space videos on YouTube where they were also like, well, I know there's a distance up in space, so, you know, I was always fucking wondering how fucking thrusters can work in a vacuum. I was like, that don't make no goddamn sense. How the fuck do they move in space? I was like, do they shoot? They have to calculate it exact when to shoot this rocket into the atmosphere so that forever it will stay on path around the Earth. But no, they can use thrusters because they're floating around in plasma. They're not in empty space. They're in like this water shit. So there's a little resistance and you could heat up and slow down and change directions and shit. And we're in this like bubble from the sun. This going through the universe at this amazing speed. And it's creating this bubble. And we're in that bubble, so we don't get hit wind or whatever. But what space weather is the fluctuation of this bubble that we're in, getting smaller and changing shapes, and we're getting hit by this shit and shit. We're getting hit by these rays from star systems that we don't see in thousands of years, and they're bringing new shit, dark matter. They're bringing different minerals. They talked about transfer metals or some shit. Like, they have special metal that they found in space that changes quality. Like, when you heat it up, it changes. Like, it'll disappear or some shit. Like, what the fuck? We got this new space technology that I'm just learning about yesterday. This shit has been in existence for 2 to 3 years. They've been testing this plasma. They've been fishing in space. The craziest thing to me, though, is when you watch and, like, the astronauts on the ISS, like, they'll do these vlog videos where they're talking into a camera and explaining some cool in space to zero gravity, which is awesome. I love watching the videos. I just found them, but I will be returning to them. Anyway, there was one lady who used to have these, like, sad sign-offs. Like, it just make me picture her, like, in this loneliest situations, where she's like, please, please send me pictures. I made this meal. We have a link on how to make it at home in an earth kitchen. In an earth kitchen! You can make it in an earth kitchen with your earth family! Please, please send me pictures! Oh my god, I'm so lonely! I've been up here for 5 months. I just want a kitchen and a burrito that you know, it's just very weird. Just weird situations. Because they're doing important shit. You do not get a break. You can't come home from space. That's expensive ass shit. Your life has been bought, honestly. But still, that sounds like a tight life. You know what I'm saying? Be astronauts, people. Be an astronaut, and also have a shitload of money so you can pay to get into space, because I think it costs a lot, and they're it because it costs so much. So if you're a baller and you decide to stick to that craft, become a fucking astronaut and tell us the secrets, nigga, you know, because they hiding shit from us. That's another thing, Susan Renner, that they got a lot of information and it's being given out to scientists. I said listen. I never say listen. I mean, if you're like in a, then black people, somewhere a black person knows everything or most of everything, and then if that person is missing something, then I know the rest. You know what I'm saying? It's like a hive mind, but it's disconnected. So I mean, we got like all the knowledge, but like it would really help if somebody was like, hey, yo, look at this dark matter, man. Did you know that you can put it in some plasma with light and the light disappears? And you're like, what the fuck? That's so cool. So you mean to say that if I were to walk into a grocery store with fluorescent lights and could potentially disappear? And they're like, yeah. But you don't need to know that, nigger. get out of here, nigger. Get out of here. Get out of here with your dark matter skin. It's not cool. It's not cool. I'd like to go to my tweets now. Just for the tweets. Hey, old boy, Adam. Wake up, Charlie. I dropped a tarot card. I dropped the tower. The illusion is like the fall of earthly rise. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but you know what I'm saying. It is usually a card that's not good. Rebirth. Number 15, the Devil. Princess of Wands. Number 5, of Pentacles, material trouble. Number 12, the Hanged Man, the Queen of Cups. 14, Temperance. 3 of Swords, sorrow. Princess of Cups. Number 9 of Wands, great strength. Number 4, strife. Number 21, the Universe. Number 1, the Magician. Number 6, Cups of Pleasure. Number 10, Cups Perfected. Success. Princess of Pentacles. 2 of Cups, love. 29 of Swords. 6, the Lovers. Valor. 7, Wands. Judgment. Number 20, Wealth. Number 10 of Pentacles. Cup of Cups of Kings, King of Cups. Number 6, One of Pentacles, the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Cups, the One of Cups. Strength. Number 8, the King of Wands, the King of Pentacles, the Ace of Wands. Number 1, Wand, the Ace of Swords. Number 1, Swords, the Hierophant. Number 5, the High Priestess. Number 2, the Tower. Number 16, earthly power. Pentacle 4, material gain. Pentacle 9, Pentacle 8, prudence. The Moon. 18, success and fulfilled. 7 of Pentacles. 13, death, swiftness. 8 of Wands. My homeboys from the Star City. That's a code to get more bot followers on Twitter. If you want more bot followers on Twitter, you don't even have to say. You can chop it up and play it, and like around your altar, just so that your altar can hear it. Play that, and you'll get more bot followers. Thank me later. At Lord Blackrocker. Actually, that's Instagram. Blackrocker on Twitter. And today we're using the Twitter archives. Possibly some voices, but they'll all be nasally if I do any voices, because I'm very nasally. I'm sick.
Sick and tainted with. I live. Let me live without this empty bliss. Salvation.
I'm so sad. I used to enjoy tweeting about it. Now to talk about it would be like putting a gun to my shoes. You know you hate my shoes. You've seen them every time I'm around. Don't let the gun change the situation. Lots of people have guns. Got Guns is quite possibly the best song found on Confined Freestyles. I got a gun, and the good book. Leave all your homies holy. Mole. That was from a Schoolboy Q. Gotta go home, he's holy. The death of all those gunfighting children put bad connotation on the name of hip-hop. He is the first on the defense, lifting his shirt to show he had no gun. He has high energy as if he will soon ask for something. Hashtag dream. Length, highs, and angles calculated answers. Tan and cosine. Got a pencil and a handgun. I am the goddamn trigger. God made guns, so go. So what we hiding from? Charles Manson was afraid of a race war. It's pretty clear that isn't gonna happen unless Obama touches my gun. My group was chased by a mob of looters. We made friends with two black dudes with guns who were gonna kill us but decided not to. Hashtag good times. I'm trying to sleep, but I can't. Doing really, really, really. Music in the sky, word edible monster, big guns are out. SoundCloud. Wait a minute, why don't we just make people carry rubber bullets? Or is it because everyone would then be having epic gun battles? Let's make some plans that can. Let's make some planes that can fly themselves, had infrared cams and bombs and machine guns. Now give it a brain. Now try them. This is the live tweet of Two Guns, the movie with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. Hashtag live tweet Two Guns. Enjoy. I'm gonna guess this is less suspense and more comedy. Live tweet Two Guns. The music is too funny to be anything other than comedy. They are also either in Texas or Louisiana, or in the past. Oh, okay, it's the South. Oh, it's fun. LOL, they fighting about the tip left in a burning down diner. And they set it on fire. A head in a bag? This could get interesting. I just want some coke, man. Come on. Deep in the ground and they're shooting at them. First talking Mark made... Fast Talking Mark made this movie pretty damn great. He plays that character well in more than one movie. Here we find out that Denzel is working with the cops, and his boss wants him to go overcover, so to speak. Oh wow, his girlfriend's sexy and he's willing. What a dick. Did you ever love me? I really tried to. This is much like the opening scene, possibly the same train. Oh, it was the same scene. Okay, so this is one of those flash forward, and here we find out Mark is working with the government, the Navy. Two undercover dudes who should feel bad about turning each other in are both gonna get away clean, or will they? That's a lot of bang, man. Oh, that's not good, they got away. They were so supposed to get stopped. Two time and you shot me. He's about to put tax in this dude's hand. Never rob a bank across from a diner with the best donuts and the white dudes listening to metal. They ain't gonna help you, Denzel. Remind me to never go undercover. And Marky Mark gets away. LOL, this is the best vet fix my bullet wound scene I've ever seen in a while. That's a good friend. Take a bullet in the leg for a cop. I don't get it. Gotta be paranoid, LOL. Who the hell is this dude? And he could pull guns on the DA and he works with the cops. DEA and he works with the cops. They killed my boss, man, fuck them. Ever play Russian roulette? Called it. Denzel is good at Russian roulette. Has Big Brother. by the balls. LOL, why don't they just work together? I guess it makes more funny when they fight. LOL, that fight scene was for that part. LOL, Mark wanted to get to work together. Shouldn't have known. Oh, it was the CIA. It's just a yogurt. Oh no, this is no good. Laughing my ass off. Just don't put your hands on me. Well, the rescue committee is here. It's free market, not a free world. Nice all tied up and held for ransom. Crossing the border, Mexican style. They rolled up in a minivan. Dude didn't wink at the black chick. SMA were surprised, LOL. That was a lot of bang. Don't fight, guys. It's not over till it's over. Make it rain. The action in this movie is pretty damn amazing. Senior Einstein, you looked mighty over. Shit was legit. Hashtag live tweet two guns. Pretend this never happened. In rural Texas, pretty much everyone has a gun, unless they're gay. Then they have gun armories. Armories. But let's pretend this never happened. It was pretty funny. The gay people just have just a different kind, but they have guns too. I'm scrolling. I like the idea that we can roam around with Call of Duty weapons blowing people's heads off. Why they want to take our gun enthusiasts sounds like to me. What the fuck you need those guns for? You know you don't live nowhere near any goddamn bears or elephants. And if the world is ending, guns will only make it in fast. Zombies can hear that shit, man. Think for a second. Watch fucking Red Dawn happens and everyone who doesn't own high-powered guns is fucked. And in my life. Why is Nerf trying to make better guns for kids? I should have learned more. No, will machine gunners please step forth at every time I die? Bring your baby around me, watch a young gun get punched. Bring your baby around me, watch a young gun get punched. I feel the need to shoot a gun, seeing blue collar in my tweets. I like seeing the blue color in my tweets. Hashtag unrelated. Wow, cartoons were Yosemite Sam just played Russian roulette. Like put a gun to their own head and drew. Don't throw away your gun, nigga. That bitch won a gun. And I'm not the tortured. Knock, knock. Door opens. Let's get a fucking gun, baby. Hashtag live tweet the tortured. Never forget. Hashtag tag unrelated. They're all like you. Your upgrade is here. They're all like your upgrade is to have me hunting bears and shit with weak ass guns. This game is forcing me to get better guns. My shotgun don't kill these Wolverines in one shot. I gotta kill them for fake money for guns. the white person Hollywood, what the fuck? Hashtag being is black. Hashtag get your guns. Hashtag fuck. Okay. Those have been the tweets. Very unproductive ones. I didn't know if you noticed. I searched the word gun on my Twitter archive. And I read a bunch of tweets that had the word gun in it. And it was from 2012 to 2014, all those tweets took place, because my Twitter archive is about 2 years old. How to do it, other than with weed. I might smoke some weed later and clear my sinuses. I'm coming up on an hour. I think I'm gonna fast. I'm gonna fast with the Ramadan niggas. What's up, my Islamic brothers? Assalamu alaikum. You know, that was a handshake sound. Ah, son of a bitch. I dropped all the cards. All the tarot cards. You ever just had that, you can hear it? There it goes. You ever be nasty and disgusting? All the time you be nasty and disgusting. Yo, human body. You know what I'm saying? Take it there, we gotta take it there, we gotta take it there, we gotta take it there. Also known as Byron Keith Broussard, also known as Lord Black Rocker, and some other shit that you don't need to know. Check me out. I'll be at the show, not talking about anything that's on it for show. Killing everything in my path. Dark ass monster, black hole. whole ass, protected by the red, the black, and the green. Fifi!